Graph Engineering, the new layer above Agent Loops, July 21, 2026. Today's topic is graph engineering and how it differs from loop engineering. The AI engineering conversation has moved from prompt engineering to context engineering to loop engineering and now to graph engineering. Graph engineering describes the design of a connected system of agents, tools, routers, human approvals, and shared state. Loop engineering focuses on one agent run. The system discovers work, gives the agent useful context, lets it act, checks the result, records what happened, and repeats until a clear stop condition is met. Graph engineering focuses on the wider organization. It defines which nodes exist, what each node owns, which transitions are allowed, and how work moves through the system. A node might be a specialist agent, a deterministic function, a tool, a router, an evaluator, or a human checkpoint. The difference can be summarized simply. Loop engineering asks, how does this agent improve its result and know when to stop? Graph engineering asks, who does what in which order with which permitted transitions? Loop control usually has one dominant path with retries and feedback. Graph control supports branching, parallel work, routing, joins, escalation, and cycles. Loop state is often memory for the current or next iteration. Graph state is shared, typed, checkpointed state across the whole run. The relationship is hierarchical, not oppositional. A graph node can contain a loop. A security review node may run an agent until it has enough evidence. A test repair node may iterate until the test suite passes. A human approval node may. The graph entirely. Graph engineering is therefore the coordination layer above loop engineering. Why does the graph become necessary? A single agent can accumulate too many responsibilities and too much context. It may need to plan an API, edit a database, update an interface, run security checks, interpret product requirements, and decide when it is finished. Splitting those responsibilities can improve ownership and parallelism, but only if the relationships are explicit. Imagine a delivery process with an intake node, then a planner. The planner sends work to backend, frontend, and security specialists. Their outputs meet at integration tests. The result goes to a reviewer and then to an approval checkpoint. If tests fail, the work returns to a bounded repair loop. That is a graph around several smaller loops. Graph engineering introduces several design obligations: explicit topology, contracts between nodes, durable checkpoints, observability, governance, and evaluation of routing and recovery. More agents do not automatically create more intelligence. They create more interfaces, more shared state, and more ways for a wrong assumption to spread. The claim that graph engineering has superseded loop engineering should therefore be treated carefully. The new label is emerging, and there is not yet a settled standard or independent benchmark proving that graphs are categorically better than well-designed loops. Graphs can contain loops, and reliable graphs still depend on reliable nodes. There is also a terminology trap. In older and established usage, knowledge graph engineering models domain entities and relationships for retrieval and reasoning. The newer agent systems usage models actors, responsibilities, transitions, and runtime state. A production agent may need both kinds of graph. The durable takeaway is a stack: prompt, context, harness, loop, graph, and organization. Each layer solves a different problem. Graphs do not remove the need for good prompts, useful context, robust tools, or verified loops. They make the consequences of weak lower layers more visible. Use loop engineering when one agent can own the work, the feedback signal is clear, and the task has a bounded finish line. Use graph engineering when the work has genuine separation of concerns, independent specialists can make progress in parallel, or the process needs durable checkpoints and human approvals. The winning systems will use both: explicit topology for delegation and ownership, durable state for recovery, and small evidence-gated loops for the actual work. The graph is the architecture. The loop is the execution discipline inside it.